something. Remind me to try again in an hour. Will do. So, girl talk? Sure. What do you got in mind? Do you subscribe to the Freudian theory of penis envy? I've never really thought about it. Why? Sometimes I think it might be nice to have one. Really? Not for sex, for convenience. You can't deny that by comparison, our internal plumbing is extremely high maintenance. Again, I've never given it much thought. We have time now. Think about it. Oh, good.
Hey, can I see her tonight?
Yeah, what happened?
Howard's a complete and total ass.
Oh, yeah, that. Come on in.
Thanks. I'll sleep on the floor.
Not necessary. Penny and I are perfectly comfortable sharing a bed. We are? Of course, we're best friends.
Oh, right, the blog.
Word of warning, though, I'm prone to night terrors, so if I wake up kicking and screaming, don't panic. Just pin me down and stroke my hair and I'll be fine.
Hey, can I stay here tonight?
Shh, I'm going to sleep. What's going on?
Well, Howard's a complete and total ass. Bernadette's in my bed, and no matter how much you stroke Amy's hair, she bites.
What?
Never mind, can I stay here or not?
Sure. How do you want to do this?
Well, I'm not getting in bed with him.
Yeah, it is a little like getting into Dracula's coffin.
I hope we can make the best of this.
Okay, but you say make the best of peace, right? Well, we'll just call the middle here the neutral zone.
What?
Star Trek. You know, the neutral zone between the Federation and the Romulan Empire.
Oh, okay. Just like old times.
Of course. Sometimes the Federation and the Romulans would enter the neutral zone to negotiate a temporary truce.
Okay, sweetie, let me put this in a way you'll understand. From the waist down, my shields are up.
Got it. We can do all kinds of stuff from the waist up, you know.
Go to sleep.
Night.
Please tell me you're not having coitus.
We are not having coitus.
You guarantee that it won't happen at any time during the night?
No.
Next on Turner Classic Movies, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh my God, I'm crying already.
Rob.
I need to sleep here tonight.
Why?
Howard is a complete and total ass. Bernadette is in Penny's bed. Amy bites. And Penny may or may not have coitus with Leonard.
Okay, come on in.
Leonard, you asleep?
No.
Really appreciate you letting me stay here tonight.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
True that.
True that?
I've gotten a lot more street since we broke up.
Right. Still mad at me about that?
No. No, I understand. I got too intense. You had to back off.
Thank you.
I've gotten a lot better at that, you know. I've dated 4 different women since we broke up, and I didn't tell any of them that I loved them and wanted to have their babies.
It's good for you.
Okay, good night.
Good night. You know,
maybe it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world to violate the neutral zone for just one night.
Oh. Hey, Leonard. She doesn't kick me out of the room and give me a key.
Hanging here. No, we don't want to watch Bridget Jones' Diary.
Good morning, and welcome to Science and Society. I'm Dr. Sheldon Cooper, B.S., M.S., M.A., Ph.D., and S.C.B. OMG, right? Perhaps that joke was a little too hippy-dippy for this crowd. All right, then, we'll begin with opening remarks. Miss Rostenkowski, would you like to start us off by discussing your assessment of science's responsibility to society?
Sure. I think all branches of science have to move cautiously these days. It's not just giant nuclear weapons that can destroy the world. As a microbiologist, I can tell you even the tiniest organisms can still tear you a new one.
Interesting. I think what you might need to know about my colleague is that though she claims her field of interest is tiny organisms, she certainly has spent her fair share of time around what we can assume was pretty massive weaponry.
I think Mr. Wallowitz needs to keep in mind that the past is the past. But he should know that I am the kind of girl who could get all the giant missiles she wants.
Are we talking about women wanting penises? Because I'd like to weigh in.
Dr. Cooper, Polly, would you care to join the conversation?
Well, certainly. I'd like to raise 2 points. Number one, I think they are talking about penises. And number two, these mimosas are kicking my little brown ass.
I'd like to kick your little brown ass.
What did I do?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe when you walk into a hotel room and you see a guy getting back together with his girlfriend, you should consider doing something other than crawling into the adjoining bed.
I did. You said no Bridget Jones.
We weren't getting back together. It was a one-time thing.
Excuse me. We're not taking comments or questions from the audience just yet.
Oh, shut up, Sheldon. Hi, Bestie.
Let's see if we can bring this back to topic.
Let me ask you something, Bernie.
I guess not.
How would you feel if you met my ex-girlfriend and she was like Angelina Jolie?
Oh, come on, Howard. Be realistic.
What? I'm not hot enough for Angelina Jolie.
I'd like to weigh in here.
No.
We open it up to Q&A from the audience.
Yeah, I have a question. Is there anybody who can get me the hell out of here and back to Los Angeles tonight?
I'm driving back to L.A. tonight.
Penny, that's Glenn. Glenn, that's Penny.
No!
Red Leader to Red Fox. Anybody up for a little game? I spy with my little eye a non-ferrous metal.
Must be out of range.
Leonard, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you bothered by the fact that your former girlfriend left a symposium with what is probably the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life?
Oh, why do you ask?
Because we're going 120 miles per hour.
All right, no one's going to guess. I was spying the aluminum rims on the police car we passed a few miles back.